So today's class will be by His Grace Murari Vallabh Prabhu. Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisance on the lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving us your association. Prabhu, you can take over. I know people are joking, okay. But it's 8, so you just start.
No problem. No problem. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrat Madhya Lila, 20th chapter, text number 261 onward. The Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami. Ishvara Sakti Srishti Karaye Prakratri Lahoyena Agni Shakti Paya Daha Shakti. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Dull matter alone cannot create anything. The material energy produces the creation by the power of Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Iron itself has no power to burn, but when iron is placed in fire, it is empowered to burn. Text number 262. Etauhi vishvasya cha bhayonim ramo mukunda purusha pradhanam anviyabhuteshu vilakshasanyasam jnanasya chetasa imau puranam. Translation. Balaram and Krishna are the original, efficient and material cause of the material world. As Mahavishnu and the material energy, they enter into the material elements and create the diversity by multi-energies. Thus, they are cause of all causes. This verse quoted by Srimad Bhagavatam. Srashti hetuye murti prapanse avatare. The form of the Lord that descends into the material world is created, is called avatar or incarnation. Mayatita paravyoma sabara avastanam vishve avataridare avataranamam. All the expansion of Lord Krishna are actually resident of spiritual world, but when they descend into the material world, they are called incarnation. Se maya avalokite shri sankarshanam purusha rupe avartine heila pratamam. To glance over the material energy and empower her, Lord Sankarshana first incarnates as Lord Mahavishnu. Jagre purusham rupam bhagavan mahat adibim sambutam sodashakalam adau loka sishiksha. In the beginning of the creation, the Lord expanded Himself in the form of Purusha incarnation, accompanied by all the ingredients of material creation. First, He created the 16 principal energies suitable for creation. That was the purpose of manifesting the material universes. Purport. This is the quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.31 for the explanation read for Adi Lila, chapter 5, verse 84. Adyovatara purusha parasyam kala svabhava sad asan manasyam draivam vikaro guna indriyane virasvarat stanastu charishku manam. Karnabhadyajdash Vishnu, Mahavishnu, is the first incarnation of the Supreme Lord and is the master of eternal time, place, cause and effects. The mind, the elements, the immaterial ego, the modes of nature, the senses, the universal form of Lord, Garbhodaya Vishnu, and the sum total of all livings, both moving and non-moving. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.642 for an explanation for Adi Lila chapter 5, verse 33. Se purusha virajate karena sayanam karnab shayi mama jagat karanam. That original personality of the Godhead, named Sankarsana, first lies down in the river Vraja, which serves as the border between the material and the spiritual world. Karnabha Deyashas Vishnu, he is the original cause of the material creation. Karnabhi Pare Mayare Nitya Avistitim Virajara Pare Parayomanahi Gati. The Viraja, or casual ocean, is the border between the spiritual and the material world. The material energy is situated on one shore and the others of the ocean, and it cannot enter the other shore, which is in the spiritual sky. Pravarte yatra rajastamastayo satvam cha mishram na cha kala vikramam na yatra maya kim utpare hare anurata yatra sura chitam. In the spiritual world, there is neither the mode of passion, the mode of ignorance, nor the mixture of both. Nor is there adulterated goodness, the influence of time, or Maya herself. Only the pure devotees of the Lord, who are worshipped both by demigods and by demons, reside in the spiritual world as the Lord's associate. The verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.10 was spoken by Srila Sukadeva Goswami. He is answering the question of Parikshit Maharaj, who asked how the living and entity falls down from the material world into the material world. Sukadeva Goswami explained, the cream of Srimad Bhagavatam in four verses, which had been explained to Lord Brahma at the end of severe austerities he performed for 1,000 celestial years. At that time, Brahma was shown the spiritual world and its transcendental nature. Mayare dvi vritti maya ara pradana maya nimitta. Maya has two functions. One is called Maya, another is called Pradana. Maya refers to the efficient cause, and the Pradana refers to the ingredients that create the cosmic manifestation. For further explanation, Se Purusha Maya Pane Kari Avadana Prakati Shobita Kari. When the Supreme Personality, the Godhead, glances over the material energy, she becomes agitated at the time the Lord injects the original semen of the living entities. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.10, Krishna says, Bijamam Sarva Bhutanam, I am the original seed of all existence. This is also confirmed in the other verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Yonishu Kaunteya Murtaye Sambhavantiye. Dasham Brahma Mahadyonir Aham Bija Pradapita. I should be understood that all the species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and I am the seed giving father. For the further explanation, one may refer to the Brahma Samhita verses 10 to 13. Agnir Mahi Gangaram Ambu Marudishascha. Kala satatma manastiti jagatriyani yasmad bhavanti vibhavanti vishantiyam cha govindamadi purusham tamam bhajami. All the material elements as well as the spiritual parts, individual souls, are emanating from the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. This is confirmed by Vedanta Sutra Janmadi Asya Yata. The absolute truth is He from whom everything emanates. He is the supreme truth, Satyam Param Dhimai. The absolute ultimate truth is Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janma Jasayato Anyati Ityarata Charasya Abhijana Swarat. The absolute truth is a person who is directly and indirectly cognizant of the entire cosmic manifestation. The absolute truth, the supreme person of the God, educated Lord Brahma from the heart. Tene Brahma Hadaye Adi Kavaya. Therefore, the absolute truth cannot be dull matter. The absolute truth must be supreme personality of himself. Se Purusha Maya Pane Kari Avadana. Simply by his glance, material nature is impregnated by all living entities. According to their karma and putative activity, they emerge in different bodies. That is the explanation given in Bhagavad Gita. Deino Smitayata Deha Kauram Kumaram Yavanam Jara Tata Dehantara Prapti Dhiras Tatra Namuyate. As the embodied soul continues passes in his body from boy to youth, old age, The soul similarly passes into the another body, death. The sober person is not bewildered out of such change. So we will continue one more. 273. Swarga visheshabhasa rupa prakati sparshanam jiva rupaye vijatate kaila samarpanam. To him, impregnate with all the seeds of living entities. The Lord himself does not directly touch the material energy, but his specific functional expansion, he touches the material energy, and thus living entities who is part and partial are impregnated into material nature. According to Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamashe Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manasashan Indriyani Prakati Stani Karshati. The living entities, the conditioned world, are my eternal fragment parts. Due to the conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. The word Prakati Sparshana is explained in the Chaitanya Charitam in the reference to the living entities come to in contact with the dull matter. Glancing is performed by Mahavishnu. Sa Aishakta Lokan Nyu Shridit Iti. In the conditioned stage, we are impregnated according to the bodily conception, that is sexual intercourse, but the Supreme Lord does not need sexual intercourse to impregnate. Impregnation is performed simply by his glance. This is also explained in Brahma Samhita. Ongani asya sakalendriya vittimanti paashanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmaya sadurjala vigrahasya govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Govinda can impregnate simply by dancing. In other words, his eyes can work as genitals. He does not need genitals to beget a child. Indeed, Krishna can beget any one of the living entities with any part of his body. The word Swarga Visheshabhas Rupe, indicating the form by which Lord begets living entities in the material world, which explained here, is Lord Shiva. In the Brahma Samhita, it stated that Lord Shiva, who is another form of Mahavishnu, is like yogurt. Yogurt is nothing but milk. Yet it is not milk. Similarly, Lord Shiva is considered the father of this universe, and material nature is considered as the mother. The father and the mother is known as Lord Shiva and Goddess Durga. Together, Lord Shiva's genital and gen of Goddess Durga are worshipped as the Swalinga. This is the origin of the material creation. Thus, the Lord Shiva position in between that living entity and the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. In other words, Lord Shiva is neither the Supreme Personality of Godhead nor living entity. He is the form through which the Supreme Lord works to beget living entities within this material world, as yogurt is prepared when the milk is mixed with the culture. In the form of Lord Shiva expand, then the Supreme Personality of God is in touch with the material nature. Impregnation of material nature by the Father Lord Shiva is wonderful, because in one time innumerable living entities are conceived. Bhago Jivasva Vijneyasa Chanantraya Kalpate. These living entities are very small. You know that 1/10,000 of the part of the hair. If we divide the tip of the hair into 100 parts and take one part of this part, divide into again 100 parts, and then one fine particle is size but one of the numberless living entities. They are all chit kan particles of the spirit, not matter. Innumerable Brahmandas or universities come from the pores of the Lord's body. The innumerable living entities also come from the pores of the transcendental body of the Lord. This is the process of material creation. Without the living entities, the material nature has no value. Both emanate from the pores of transcendental body of Lord Mahavishnu. They are different energies. The material nature is explained by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita. Bhumir apo nalo vayu ka mano buddhir eva cha ankara ityame binna prakriti ashuddha. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. All together, these eight constitute my separated material energy. Thus, the material elements also came from the body of Supreme Personality Godhead, but they are different type of energy from the living entities. All the living entities also come from the Lord's body. They are recognized superior energy. Aperamitistvanyam prakatim vidimeparam jiva bhutam mahabhavo. Beside the inferior nature, the mighty arm, there is another superior energy of mind which comprises living entities who are exploiting the resource of the material inferior nature. The inferior matter cannot act without the superior energy. All these things are clearly explained in Vedas. Materialist theory of life, life develops from matter, is incorrect. Life is and matter come from the supreme living entity. Therefore, being the source of both, that supreme living entity, Krishna, is described in Vedanta Sutra, Janmadhyasahita, or original source of everything, Sarva Karana Karanam. This is further in explaining the following verse. We'll stop here. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakavitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Peksha Krapa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatadeshatarine. So here Krishna explains, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining to Sanatana Goswami about the creation. That is, Krishna is the source of all incarnation. So Krishna here expands himself as Balaram, we know that, another is Radha Rani. Then he expands further into four, quadruple expansion, again quadruple expansion. Then from Sankarshan, Mahavishnu comes, from Mahavishnu, all these Garbhodaya Vishnu, Shirodaya Vishnu comes. Karnadaksha comes because he's staying in the Karuna ocean of. So here, from here, so many pores comes out. And from there, from the pores, there are so many universes are formed. And material energy is agitated by, that is Pradhana, that is also Shiva and Parvati, actually. Parvati is a nature, and it's agitated by glands of the Karuna Deva Vishnu. Then Garbhodaya Vishnu enters everywhere. And as a super soul, Shirodaya Vishnu enters every living entity. So it is a part of Krishna only expansion. We know that there are so many expansion of, you know, Purushavatar, then Leelavatar, Gunavatar, Yugavatar, then Manvantaravatar. Out of these are the Purushavatar. All three things are come from Purushavatar. We should know that because of the creation is necessary for the Lord, He creates according to our desires. He has to create according to our desires. So, here, why Krishna wants to create someone? Because he cannot stay alone. He wants all the creation. There are billions of universes all over the world. And everything comes from the force of the So it is so important for us to understand we are not alone in this world. There are so many universes, so many Milky Ways, even scientists also knowing this. But everything, cause of all, we should know who is the cause of all causes. Cause of all causes actually. And who is the cause of all causes of causes. So that is Sri Krishna. Once we know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, He created. And when we created, we were in our original position, actually, either it's the question of Nityada. But coming to this material world, there is a controversial statement. Most of the Vedas and Prabhupada also says we have fell down. But again, he says we can fall down. Why? Because after seeing Jaya Vijaya, how they fell down one day, because the qualities of Vaikuntha, they cannot be ignorant or without respect, because they didn't respect the Brahmanas, Gokumaras. They are very cultured Brahmanas. Krishna never likes, Vishnu never likes this, whoever doesn't respect Brahmanas. So Jaya Vijaya never respected. That is not the quality of, you know, Vaikuntha. When you don't have such quality, one has to fall down. So he became, the Kumaras cursed him. That's because of the Vishnus. And other, of course, other things are there. He wants to have his Viras to be established. That's secondary. The first one is, whenever we are in some position, some places, we have to follow. And anywhere we follow, we have to respect Vaishnavas and go. That is cows. Actually, go also means earth also. We respect all the three. Earth, cows, and Brahmanas. Because Krishna is telling us we are exploiting the nature, which he never likes. And the earth also never likes. We are going on exploiting this nature to our own selfish. So Krishna is not created. Krishna is not expanded. You know, Mahavishnu, Shankara, all of these people. He expanded only to have creation and again work hard, endeavor to come back to his original place. It is not sure that we fell from Goloka Vrindavan or we fell down from Mahavishnu's creation. Because when the annihilation takes place, we go back to, you know, Krishna and Mahavishnu will sleep for millions of years. Again, we want, whenever we want to manifest, he manifests again. So, with this little confusion sometimes, of course, we fell down, that's sure. It hardly matters well from where we fell down. But our nature is, we have to go back to our original place, because we are Nityadas. We are not a servant of this material world, because we are want to enjoy separately from the Lord. We always, you know, thinking how to make money, how to make, you know, some progress in this material world. That's why it is told every time that think why we are here, what is the nature of this world. This material world is Dukkala and Ashwasatam, every time it is told by Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to tell Sanatana Goswami why he is instructing all these things. He's telling the soul, which is a part and parcel of Krishna, which has got so much power. We know that 33 cells, a small spark of Lord can, you know, command over all the 33 cells which have got. And all one way it is also making some enzymes, proteins, and everything is making because of the five elements only. So we should know that this creation has a wonderful quality. We should not confuse. When you're taking a car, you should not analyze everything about the car, how it works, how the inject by pump built, and how the petrol is carried and energy is created. Everything is not necessary. Because the body is given to us, we go on analyzing it, then there is no time limit. It doesn't end. But purpose of this vehicle, which is given to us, what is the use of this material body? That we should understand. That the creation, the purpose is to understand how we can go back about it. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is written only this Tathagata. Hare Krishna, can you hear?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. So, Sistastam is to know Sanatana Goswami also. He wrote why he wrote many things. Because everything, essence of the whole creation, essence of our purpose, essence of everything is there. And the first lesson we should understand from Sistastam. Then,
why we have to absorb and discover the Maha Mantra, which is necessary. Why anytime, anywhere we can chant, that's so powerful in this Kali Yuga. And Krishna has already invested it. So we should have to know how to think about that, how to keep always Krishna and his energies and his material creation and what is the purpose he made all these things. We should understand it. So when we think how it happened, why it's happening, and what is the purpose of our, you know, our life, then everything is, then we aspire. We want to aspire for what? Our role model is Krishna. So when we aspire the best role model in our life, then we know what is the way to please Lord Krishna. Let's explain. Because whether you embrace me or temple me, still I will worship you life after life. That's it. Then standard for interaction is explained nicely in this Shastrasadam, how to interact with the Lord, how to think we are a dust particle. It's not more than dust particle. We want to ourselves surrender to you. How to take a shelter. It's merely explained nicely to take shelter from lotus feet of the Lord. Then our ultimate destination is human life is explained. So this is a sacred one way, but we can always, with our intelligence power, we can always say many times no to this material energy or enjoy our own enjoyment, because we know that Krishna is the enjoyer, not we. So here,
Prabhu, your voice is breaking a lot. Prabhu, can you?
So there are four types of human beings. They are natural, actually. They are those who are intelligent, those are administrators, those are business people, and they are workers. We know Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. But today, actually, the society naturally do not discover everyone, what they possess, what is their... So a spiritual guide is necessary. A spiritual master will tell us what is our potency, and he will explain us what is. So again, Deino Smita, Deha, Kumara, here it is written that we should understand it and we should not be surprised from how we develop, how we grow. So he will explain nicely. So in this age of Kali, father wants son to become doctor and mother wants to become engineer. So here is their purpose of becoming engineer or doctor or scientist, what purpose? To earn money or this. They are not bothered how is the intelligence things which will. Because that's why people sometimes gossip many times. They do not understand their energies utilized for the purpose of glorifying Krishna, not only gossiping again and again same thing, because it has got no juice. So many times we should agree with the scripture. Then there may be contradiction sometimes, but we should transit this contradiction and go. One of the times we were explaining that sometimes the one who is victim and one who is the cause of that victimizing, both will have same destination. Sometimes in the war also we see that one who kills also the same destination, and one who kills also the same destination. This is all of the Lord. So when there is a creation, created is there are so many species are there, we know that it will grow. There were all purpose because of their desire. According to that, Lord has to create the body according to that. So we see sometimes some communication, we know that thinking has got communication that can, you know, communicate 300 miles underwater. That body is given. And they, whenever there is an attack, they come together, they unite together, and they resist the attack from other fishes. Many times they saved many of the children falling down also. So that type of body is given to
Lord, and that's the creation. Now, when we say how powerful this creation, because the energies are all powerful. If you say Vahadeva Skinpo, one hair follicle can fill up all the water in the ocean and without overflowing it. That's the power of one pore of Vahadeva, how big it is. So, but at the same time, Nanda Nandana, Yashoda bathes Krishna is one bucket of water. That's another wonderful. So, such a glorified, such a huge, gigantic, again, Virat Roop is mentioned here in the future. Virat Roop, what is this? Very difficult for to fathom our with the small brain. So, we should understand whatever scripture says, we should fully absorb what it tells us, because it's important. Because Devaki Krishna, who was in the womb of Devaki, also it's how to fathom this, such a, you know, powerful personality can come in the womb, and the mind also he can come. That is, he can be smaller than the smallest, bigger than the bigger. So it is all one way it is contradictory, but one way it is glorious of Krishna, how he can be, you know, given bath with one bucket. Whenever we do, you know, abhishek, we do every day. Some of the washing we do, that is abhishek. And if we do it less than one bucket, Krishna allows it. That's his greatness. That is why we can't have ocean or anything with our disposable to give a bath in. So in our case, we are obese in impending death, but not bothered. We know that there is death is coming any time to us. We are not bothered about that. Once we bothered about that, there is impending death, we will be more focused on Krishna consciousness and the seriousness, the emergency of Krishna consciousness, we understand. So, Krishna sometimes, because of he wants to have this rasas, 12 types of rasas, he does many things. So, here also, he is paritrana, sadhunam, all these things are there, but it is not necessary. We know that his potency is much, much more powerful. He can do within 1 second also everything. But he wants to give a pleasure to his devotees. That is his main business. Because devotees' business to you is to give happiness, a pleasure to Krishna, and Krishna's main business to give pleasure. This is reciprocation. So, unless we know this is more important. So, Prabhupada many times wrote a letter to Indira Gandhi and Mahatma Gandhi and, you know, Nehru all initially. He said, please help us to spread Krishna consciousness. This is the only in Kali Yuga's blessing. This is the only Kali Yuga's blessing whether we can spread. So when Russia, when the U.S. Communist Party fell down, the first billboard came after the fall is Bhagavad Gita. It is written in the billboard, Bhagavad Gita. This shows how important, how Russia is, you know, recognizing this and moving fast forward, fast better than us. So there is resistance always there initially in many places. But what is the resistance? That resistance in front of Krishna will not sustain much time because everything will be gone within a seconds. So we should know that Krishna is very powerful. They say that don't tell the problem how big you are. Tell the problem how big Krishna is. So in front of Krishna, the problems are very, very minute that can be taken away from, you know, within seconds, Krishna can. So, whenever we have most of the time ingredients, now shaligram, Krishna allows us to carry him as a shaligram. That's still powerful and is Krishna only in a small matchbox also. But these foolish asuras, foolish, you know, impersonals, thinking they can capture Krishna and kill him. Especially asuras, they are not understanding how powerful Krishna, and Krishna always kills them. So here, if you see in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs so many things for the Sanatana Goswami, because he knows Sanatana Goswami is the one who can give much of this knowledge to the general public who is ignorant, because they are basically, they are immersed in their own self-satisfaction, self-centered. So what is the purpose of this life? How to, do all these things for the Lords? Because Kali Yuga is full of faults, but there is one good quality of Vibhradish. It is that by chanting the name of Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and promoted to transcendental kingdom. We know that Krite Yuga Dayate Vishnun Tretayam Yajate Maka Dvapare Paricharanyam Kalau Tadidari Kirtanat. So Sankirtan is the movement which is necessary for this age of Kali Yuga. All this creation, everything we understand what is the purpose. So every time it is told to us that Sankirtan is the best medicine for this Kali Yuga. So we should have more faith in this Sankirtan and come with victorious to go back to Godhead. Otherwise, it's very difficult to. So here, Krishna says again, Janma karma cha divyam evam yo veti tatvata tekvateham punarjanmam naiti mameti Arjuna. It is not easy, though Krishna says, one who knows the transcendent nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes his birth in this material world, but attains my eternal abode. How we attain the eternal abode? By understanding Krishna is not ordinary. Guru is not ordinary. Krishna has got so much potency to create and annihilate whenever he wants. So, Eko Deva Nitya Leelanu Antaratma, the one Supreme Personality of God, eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms in relation with these unalloyed devotees. So once we know that, he can, contact us with so many, he can get attached to us with so many ways. So here he says, Yatamam prapadante tam stataiva bhajamiham mama Vartaman, Vartante, Manusha, Partha, Sarvasa, all as all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respect, O son of Partha. So if you know this, whatever foundation course in Bhagavad Gita, then it's easy for us to understand who is Krishna is, what is his potency, and how his expanse, and how his creation is done, how Brahma is told by him, how 14 planets are created by the Vishnu's, lotus flower, how 14 worlds are, and how Brahma, everything is created, and what is the purpose of this creation, then how to go back to God. It's nicely explained everywhere. How is it possible for us to follow these scriptures and get attainment of the spiritual. Ultimately aim is, we know that, to get Krishna Prema. Once we satisfy Krishna and he gives us Krishna Prema, then it's not difficult for us to go back to Godhead. So we, this month, we know that again Krishna is so merciful. So he made this month with choice, which is Malam Mas, also known as Purushottam Mas now, because Krishna wants to show whoever fallen condition, he always elevates them. That's why one of the instances he says, one of the spiritual masters, I think Srila Prabhupada only, you be fallen only, because when we are fallen, when you are with so much humble, we pray, we cry for the Lord's mercy. That mood, we can always get the mercy. Here, this Purushottam month, we know that, which is also went to, that is, Narada was asking, in Badrinath, what is the best way to go back to Godhead, what is to purify. So that nature, again, Sutta was asked by Namisharanya Sadhus, how, what, So he was explaining about Parikshit Maharaj, he was explaining about Narada, and he was explaining how Krishna explained to Pandavas how they suffered, why they suffered, because they didn't follow this Purushottam month, which was also my Devi's son, daughter, who was previous life. Draupadi was his daughter, and why she didn't listen to the Duruvas Muni. Duruvas Muni came to her when her father and mother, she didn't get married. So when Duruvas Muni explaining her, please follow this Purushottam month, very, very beneficial. Then she was telling, how can we follow? This is the one of the worst Adhik Mas, we don't have any deity to worship, anything to perform, no yajna is performed, that's all. Then he said, Duruvas Muni said, no, Krishna has given benediction. Whatever we do, it will multiply. So if you want a good husband, you all. But she didn't listen. She was suffering. Of course, she then again worshipped Shiva. And she told, I want husband, and husband 5 times. That's how she got 5 husbands, Pandavas. At that time, Krishna comes in as a, Draupadi's. They were in one of the Vrindavan place, and he was explaining them, because they didn't do this Purushottam month nicely, that's why they are suffering. Once you start, all the rituals you do in Purushottam month, giving charity, offering ghee lamp, chanting more, reading more, associating with devotees, going to many dams, all these things will give you much, much, whatever you lost, you get back. So when they perform this Purushottam month very nicely, then they could get their kingdom, everything. That's what Krishna is telling. So we should be careful, follow, not to do Vaishnava Aparad in this month, because most of the time this gives multiple benefit to us. So when we chant better, when we read better, we associate it and we do more, and we can fast if at all we can do that. So why Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, why Chaurastakam is very famous? Praje prasiddham navanita chauram gopanganam chadukala chauram aneka janmarjita papa chauram chauranganam purusham namami. So here says, why? Mana mana setamasara shi gore karagrahe dukkamae nipadda labasahe chaurahare chiraya so chaura doshitam eva dandam. Bilwa Mangala Thakur says, he wants to punish Krishna. How he is punishing Krishna? Oh, stealer of my everything. Oh, thief, today I have imprisoned you in the miserable prison house of my heart, which is very fearful due to the terrible darkness of my ignorance. And there, for a very long time, you will remain, receiving appropriate punishment for your crimes of treachery. O Krishna, thief of my everything, the noose of my devotion remaining forever tied, you will continue to reside in the prison house of my heart, because I will not release you for millions of years. This means our heart has to be very, very pure to make Krishna to reside that. How to purify this? All this procedure, whatever we do in our life, whatever do in ISKCON, whatever we do, reading, everything, we start purifying. We are thinking, we have to think what we are doing, right or not. We have to interpret all the scriptures through the guide. Then our purpose of life is very, very easy. So here, in this month, whatever we do, ghee lamp also, with the mountain-like, sins will be burnt into ashes. That's the power of Krishna. Has given us so much, lenience when we did 8.4 millions of species we went and we did so many sins, is ready to burn it within second because of his power. It is not that we are qualified to burn our sins, but he gives us Purushottam month, he gives Kartik month, he gives association, he gives books, he comes as incarnation in so many ways. Bhagavatam, we know that incarnation. So literary incarnation. So there are so many, and this disciple that is explaining this verse also in Lord instructions Sanatana Goswami, that all pure devotees of Lord is worshipable by demigods and everything. So how powerful our spiritual master, we should know that. How powerful this Vaishnavas, how powerful this devotees of the Lord Krishna, because they can fulfill all our Chintamani. They are like Chintamani trees. So when we know, our wish should be going back to Godhead and serving the devotees. So once we know all these things, then we know that. Last time also we told the neurosurgeon, a famous neurosurgeon, he was done so many 40 years of practice. He was thinking where is real the consciousness. So he was stimulating most of them and raising harm, everything. But when a person raises hand by himself, the conscious is necessary. That is a characteristic of our soul. The presence of soul is so much determined, though so much as proved by everyone. Still, they want to become ignorant in this life, not thinking what the power of the soul, what is the power of super soul, or power of Bhagavan. So once we understand the soul is a part and parcel of the Lord, and it has to serve the whole. When somebody serves the whole, then only it gets bliss, satchit ananda. Otherwise, it is separate from Lord. There is no sat, no chit, or don ananda. So here, once we know, that is very, very important for us to know this creation of our vehicle as a body and senses, and what is the purpose of senses, what is the purpose of mind. So everything, once we know how to control mind, then it's very, very easy for us. ISKCON is like a stock exchange. You can exchange six ways. You can give charity, means you can give gifts and exchange gifts. You can call them for prasad. You can take prasad and you can exchange with your all difficulties or everything, and you can hear. This is also, but here, this stock exchange, there is no shares are collapsing. There is no crash like anything. Every time it will go, guaranteed. The guarantee, because Krishna is guaranteeing us, because your devotees will never perish. That's a guarantee. That's why whenever we put our, in stock of ISKCON, they will never crash. The benefit is guaranteed. Going back is guaranteed. So we have to invest all our whatever is there in this. That's why it is very, very important, because that is the guarantee given by Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. So whenever we have doubt in our mind, we should read this Krishna book. One of the times somebody wants to do an experiment. Day 1 week, you have to tell only lies, no truth. So there were 11 people who were selected. They were asked to tell lies. So first day they told lies. Second day they told, but not to the extent of first day. Third day they failed. Fourth day again they could not, because it is not possible for us to life and life to keep away from our real God, Sri Krishna. So we can escape because of our desire, we can escape from our selfish motive, but we have to, one day we have to, that this is the time has come to us to understand. We have given such a nice, atmosphere, everything in ego, but our egoism must sometimes doesn't allow us to accept these things, which is, we are Jivere Swarupave, Krishna Rinath, So we know that servant of the servant, all these things, because ego is very strong sometimes. So when we get up from this, get rid of this ego, false ego, then it's easy for us to understand that, yes, Arjuna could do that, Yudhishthira could do that, Srila Prabhupada could do that, Sukadeva Goswami could do that, most of the Kumaras can do that, we can also do that. So many people, Bharat, if you see, all these people can do that. So we also can do that. That's why whenever Krishna wants to get rid of Yadus, we should know that, we should not doubt why he did that. They say that Aurangzeb conquered Saurashtra or somewhere in the age of 16 to 17 years. But if Yadu dynasty were there in that, then it was impossible for anyone to touch any of part of the India, because Kali Yuga has to progress, everything has to progress. We have to think Kali Yuga is progressing fast, so we have to get rid of this Kali Yuga and go back to Godhead. And we'd help that also, other people go back to Godhead. Otherwise, we will be rotting in this place again and again. This is not the place, Srila Prabhupada says, for the gentleman to stay. So once we know that this is not the right place, so we should not, you know, always think of, if somebody is doing romance, we enjoy their romance. That is a second-hand enjoyment. We should not be having second-hand enjoyment in this life. We should have first-hand enjoyment. What is that? By associating, by chanting, the congregation chanting, by reading, all this enjoyment, Satyachit Anand will get it without having to, you know, go to film and other things. Whether we should have second-hand enjoyment, we should have always Atato Brahma Jignasa. Once we know, not Atato Paisa Jignasa, now money Jignasa. That is okay, that's a part and parcel of our life we might get because of our karma. So they say that we are also, material success is like taking painkiller. But painkiller doesn't have any effect on disease. It only subsides our pain. So the real medicine is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then the heart really fulfills its desire to connection with Supreme Personality of the Godhead. And we acquire things that which is necessary for us with the help of Lord Krishna. Then this knowledge. They say that knowledge in the mode of ignorance doesn't increase knowledge, it increases only ignorance. Like that, when we transcend these modes, then there is a real knowledge, then there is a real purpose of our living. Okay, I'll stop here. Any questions, any correction, let me know.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. I really like
this creation. Very, very difficult to follow. You know, very, very deep subject. And, you know, when we say this Vishnu's, Mahavishnu, Pre-Vishnu's, Kama, Saudev, Pradhan, how agitated, how creation happens, how the purpose of creation, everything is provided, and how Vishnu withdraws in annihilation, all these facilities. And people suffer in the, you know, when their inhalation is there. That's why whenever something is maintained, that maintenance is withdrawn, people will be in miseries. So yeah, we should not wait for that, yeah. Okay, Mataji, any question you said?
No. I just like the class in the sense, of course, the creation when you were talking. And also the example of Varahadev's hair, that is enough
for Indian. Yeah, correct. We should understand that small hair follicle can take whole ocean. What type of potency Krishna must be having? We underestimate them. That's why we should stand below Krishna to understand Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for that. Hari Hari Bol, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam. Murari Vala Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Ki Jai Ho.
All
Prabhuji, you are much wonderful Mataji. Class. Prabhuji, you explain us, we are a small particle of dust, and the Chaurashtakam you sing very nicely.
If there is a no Thank question, you. Can you please sing for us?
It's time is up, Mataji. Cut short. Agastam itself is a big subject. No? So it is difficult. Why Willow Mangal Thakur with so much confidence he can tell, I can, you know, I will see how you will escape. Can we say that? We are in not that in you know, that platform. We cannot say, Krishna, I'll see how he'll go out. But he yes, has Prabhu. Done it. Yes, yeah. He has written so much nice, some of the songs, some of the, you know, about Krishna and Radharani. Because he understood that Krishna helped him whenever in the forest, he was, you know, taking his hand. By hand, he's taking him everywhere. That is the power of. So we see Qureshi also. When Qureshi, you know, when the eyes were gone, he walked all the way. He came back and his spiritual master is telling, tell, ask. He can give you everything, but he never asked. When spiritual master asked him third time, then he said, okay, if you want to give me eyes, only two things I want to see. I want to see you and my spiritual master. There's a mood of that devotees. So we are far away from that platform. You cannot, you know, tell Krishna, Krishna, I'll capture you and keep it in my heart, how I can see, how you can escape. Because my heart is so much ignorance. That also says, he says, I've got heart with so much ignorance. So that is why they say ignorance doesn't increase our knowledge. Ignorance increase our ignorance. So we should be coming out from ignorance to at least goodness and transcend. Then we might one day ask Krishna, we can challenge Krishna, come, I'll see how you'll escape my heart. That platform is superior platform. That's why Krishna dite paro. Tumara shakati aje. Amito kangal Krishna Krishna boli dai tava paache paache. We can only run after this spiritual master and devotees. Please give us, please give us. Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I miss your 15 minutes association, but I will hear again Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Please sing for us.
Hare Krishna. Can we stop, Mataji? If there is no questions, no correction.
Sure, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone who joined. You can end the class. Vancha Kalpataru Desha. Kripa Sandhudeva. Tukhtitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Ananta Koti Vaishnavarenda Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. His great Murari Vallabh Prabhu Ki Jai.
Murari Vallabh Prabhu Ki Jai.
All Vaishnava Vaishnava Ki Jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Krishna. मंगळवार कुठले बुक करू अजून बुक नाही केले सांग
ते लोक काय सांगतात मंगळवार बुधवार बुक केले तर कमी होत म्हणून मी मंगळवार बुधवार ट्राय करतो
आल्याला दुसऱ्याची सेवा करायला पाहिजे ना
येताना मंगळवार
पाहिजे ना
एक दिवस बुधवार येते ना